Yeah, brilliant scenes here this morning. How have things gone generally with the results?
To be totally honest, I need to sit down in a darkened room at this point, Nick, because it's completely emotionally overwhelming. The results the kids have got, and I've got a student over your shoulder now who's just opening their results, and I know what they've just seen on that envelope, and they've seen a string of nines and eights, and it's just it's amazing. Yeah, it's really hard to actually do justice to it with words. I mean, you've been here this morning, yeah, you've got that feel, so pretty special.
And generally, I know there was talk that the results may be down because it's gone back to exams, but has that been sort of melody or not?
I guess they're down somewhere. They're not down here. I mean, the results here are... We've spent the last 24 hours looking at them. I didn't sleep brilliantly last night because you're looking at them again and again and again, and you're thinking, A-level results were unbelievable last week. Like, one in three grades was an A or an A star. Can the GCSEs really be that strong off the back of that? And these results are, like, they are really staggering. They're unbelievable. And to think that these kids missed a term of their GCSE makes it all the more special. So these are special young people. These are special parents. The belief they've shown in themselves and the teachers and support staff here. I mean, honestly, if you can melt down bronze and create statues to all of them, you'd need to do it around the town, because what have they delivered today is properly magic, actually. Yeah.
And I know a lot of young people will be coming back, others going elsewhere, so you'll be seeing some of them again.
One of my favourite films is Jaws, and it's I'm going to evoke that line if we're going to need a bigger boat, because... Oh my goodness, are we going to need a bigger boat? I mean, we're already seeing that queue for sixth form classes go through the roof. You know, we're only, I don't know if we're at 9 o'clock yet. I've missed out. We're not even at 9 o'clock, so people are registering already. A-level results last week will only kind of fuel more people wanting to come. And that's a great story. We've got to make sure we can fit them all in.
And just finally, I know you mentioned there, but the teachers and staff, I know, play a big part.
They play they are just instrumental. Yeah, okay, the students absolutely have got to come here with belief and work hard, and parents have supported, you know, encouraged, cajoled, nagged with revision. We've all done the same. But in the end, that you know, the quality of teaching and the quality of support for people, you know, when they're struggling, we all know that. That makes the difference. And you've just got a school here that is just rammed full of talented people, and we hardly ever lose really great teachers. You know, we've you know, teachers have sort of left. I think we've had like one or two leave each year since we've been here, and that's largely been relocation or retirement. You know, people work, you know, commute here from Plymouth 1 year because it's so great to work here, and that's the story of the school. You know, just blessed with talent, and when all those ingredients come together, I think you get what we're seeing. It's like lightning in a bottle this morning. I'm not the most articulate, as you can see, but it's a real thing today. It's unbelievable.